Good afternoon. My name is Ernest Logan, president of the Council of School Supervisors and Administrators, representing principals, assistant principals, and other supervisors and directors of city-funded early childhood programs here in New York City. I'm here today with my colleague, Michael Mulgrew, because we have decided to go to court today because we believe that this is no secret to anyone in this city that what the mayor and the chancellor are proposing to close these schools is a sham. These are sham closings. These are not closings. Every child will be allowed to come back and remain the same. Many of the teachers will stay. Many of the supervisors will stay. In fact, we've now learning that even some of the name will stay the same. They'll change part of the name. But let's be real about this. This was an attempt to go around collective bargaining. The chancellor is attempting to move out educators without going through the process. We were in the midst of negotiations. We have attempted up until last week to try to get a resolution of this. We had a grievance that we filed last week. They heard it. We asked them to put the grievances together to save money and to move the process, and we've asked for an arbitrator. So today we're going into court to ask for a temporary injunction to move this arbitration along. But I want to let you know something. We are not at this point trying to stop the process of what they're doing. They can go ahead with the process. We do not want it to be final until there's indeed an arbitration.
Thank you, Ernie. Look, we've been very vocal about this whole process, but the other piece here is that what the mayor did this year, and I said it on the day of the PEP vote, he has now crossed the line. It's all about politics. It's no longer about education, the schools, the students. It's not about the educational communities or the parents. It's all about his political legacy, which is in shambles, and he's very upset about it. His idea that he thinks it's a good idea to close 57 schools combined in 1 year just shows you how out of touch he actually is with what is going on in the school communities, because the parents don't want it, and it's not good for the students. So we came here to court today to say we do not want this process finalized, and we will bring it, and we will let a judge decide. But the other piece here is to tell everyone that we are standing together, both the UFT and CSA, trying to stop a mayor who is bent on destroying more and more school communities before he leaves office. And we will continue to stand up to him on these issues, because it seems the only thing he has learned in 10 years is how to close schools. He has never once learned how to listen to parents. He's never once learned how to help children with programs. He has never once learned to listen to staffs or to principals about what their schools need. And he has never once directed the Department of Ed to go and support schools and help them get better. So that's the other reason we're here today. Because before this man leaves, I am sure that he would want to close probably hundreds of more schools, because it's the only thing he knows how to do. And we will stand together pushing back on him, saying, no more, Mr. Mayor. It's really supposed to be about the kids and not about your politics.